Little review on last week's game. Needed one more score and take responsibility for that part of it. The line has been playing together for a couple of weeks, and they've certainly have done a good job up to date here, and getting better every day, playing together. We've got good players. Many of them are, well, one of them's new. Many of them were backup players to start to, but they're good players that are getting better every day because they're playing together and getting practice repetitions as well as game repetitions. Our rookie right tackle, certainly our rookie running back, has done well with some exceptions. Riley Cooper, you've seen, is getting some excellent opportunities, and he's making the most of those. Let's move to the Tampa Bay game. We've got quite a challenge. This defense is number one against the rush as far as yards, also number one in yards per carry. They play fast and physical. They tend to get an extra guy near the football. I'm talking about the running game. They are a stunting, blitzing type of team that tries to cause havoc, and so we've got quite a challenge there. We also have an excellent opportunity going down there to Tampa, and you all know how we take these road games. This is a business trip, and our whole focus is on our job, and our job is going down there. And playing a high level of football in Tampa. Let's open up for questions.
They bring guys in, as you're saying, they crowd the box, they'll blitz, and your offensive line seems to be playing better over the last few weeks. Do you see more opportunity for Nick to maybe push that ball down the field?
Well, there's always some opportunities. We had some last week as well. But yes, you've got a good point there. There's always that possibility. They do play quite a little bit of bump and run. They're very well coached. Their techniques are very good, but they do play quite a little bit of man-to-man bump and run.
Looking back at the tape, it was hard to see if Nick should have hit that one. Macklin looked like he had a step on the cornerback, and I wasn't sure if he overthrew him, but the safety came over. Was that one you'd like to see him hit there, or is that?
You got to refresh my memory here. Are you talking about the first one or the second one? Or?
In the second quarter.
Yeah.
It was the end of the second quarter.
All right. Tell me about it. What Jeremy was where?
Jeremy was behind the cornerback. Nick threw it to him.
Oh, yeah. It was in 2 minutes. Yeah. Like, yeah, we should have that one. Yep. Yep. That one, there were some things there that there was a few plays that all of our young guys, we get them five more reps at those things. They're not going to miss them. Okay, so that's where we're at there. With some things. Now there's other things that we got to get done. There's some details, okay, that we've got to get done every time. Yeah.
You mentioned that Bucks defense is first against the run. They're also dead last against the pass. Why is that? What is it? Some philosophy thing? Is it just the way?
Well, there's normally when you have that type of separation, there's normally a host of reasons. Some that we won't know. The only way you'll know is being involved in it. So. However, the things that come that are clear are they're beat up injury-wise, certainly in the secondary. Secondly, you mentioned that there is a philosophy there. It appears stopping the run with some run blitzes and crowding the box. And even when they're not, they're cheating just a little bit. If they, I shouldn't say they're cheating, but they're very quick at recognizing a running play, so they get there very fast. Now they've got some excellent players, and that's why they're number one against the run. They're very good that way.
What challenge would that present for Bryce, obviously, if they're stacked in the box, trying to stop playing aggressively against the run?
Well, it's not only a challenge for Bryce, it's a challenge for the whole ball club here offensively. I'm talking about the offensive linemen, the tight ends, and even the receivers will have big responsibility this game in the run. They always do, but especially this game because of the schematically the way they play, and then certainly Stanley and Bryce will be key there.
Chart makes progress for us a little bit. Just what has he improved on the most the last couple of weeks, and what are you still waiting to see?
Yeah, well, in fact, Nick and I have talked about that. And all this progressing and all that, that's over now. Hey, we're no more rookies. That's done. Expect to play at a high level consistently. And now, having said that, he sure does some things just naturally. I mean, these are some great positives he's got. There are some details, and you mentioned one play. And look, there's several of them for all of our new or rookie-type players that there's just some details that we get those taken care of, and through hard work and preparation, that we'll be in great shape, and he'll be off and running. And that's the point I want to get him to, and he wants to get to, where he's simply off and running.
Are you talking more mechanical things or more like recognition things?
Well, it's a whole host of things that just lack of experience. Some things you haven't seen. So some of it is technique, some of it is recognition, some of it is during the play. You know, now I will tell you, he's done an outstanding job. I want to make sure I'm clear here. Outstanding job with managing the game, with the recognition, with pre-snap and post-snap. He's done an outstanding job. We're trying to get better every day at every position. Certainly Nick is getting better every day. And then good things will happen. So that's where we're at there, with a host of players that have just started playing for us in a matter of a few weeks here.
A lot about
you. We saw Damaris' explosiveness on the punt return at the end of the game. We've seen a few plays on offense. How much would you like to get him involved more with his raw speed tools?
Well, that's a good point, and you've seen in the past several weeks, and you know, some have been pretty good, some of them haven't. We've also used them as a decoy just a little bit as well. It is a good thing to get the ball in his hands with some space, certainly. Yeah.
Paul speaks a lot about his footwork and the improvement he's making with his footwork. What are you seeing there, and where was it when he started compared to where it is now?
Well, if you remember when he was coming out of college, you know, his feet were, well, on film, and working them out in these type of things, he had very good feet, especially for his size. However, he didn't use them. He didn't utilize it as much in college. So Doug Peterson and Nick are working diligently that way. And there was several plays that he needs to use his feet just in a little bit different manner, and it would be a little bit better. It didn't hurt us particularly. Or hurt him or hurt the play, but it will pay off down the line. Yeah.
What credit should Nick get for the improved offensive line play in terms of identifying and calling out the right reads pre-snap?
He's done well there. Now, I will tell you that Dallas Reynolds, and let me talk about Dallas. There were some just a high level of sacrifice, and Dallas Reynolds is a tough dude now. You know, for him to play that game now, I think he needs some recognition that way. Now, my point is Dallas does much of that as well, and the quarterback in Dallas have to be just right on the money with their pre-snap recognition. Yeah.
I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself here.
That's no new news.
So if McCoy comes back at some point, I mean,
yeah, we'll see.
Two back, sort of. I mean, try and experiment with that, with the way Brown's playing. I mean, how exciting is that possibility?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of exciting things, and then certainly for the future, that's one of them. However, our focus is right now, today, tomorrow, this next game. You know, the past is important; you learn from it. The future is important for planning, and that is an exciting thing. No question about it, but our focus is right here, right now on Tampa and the players that we have on the field.
Evan Mathis, I mean, he's had a different guy next to him on the left tackle quite often. He's had a couple, you know, different center. I mean, you guys have so much. He's been the only constant. Has he played even better than last year, in your opinion? Do you feel like he's really coming in?
Yeah. He's the last man standing there, you know, up front. In fact, he practiced many plays at center last week because just didn't think Dallas was going to get there. I really didn't early in the week and had questions even later in the week. And I keep coming back to Dallas. But there was other sacrifices, too, physically. Stanley, I mean, he was banged up. Most people, you know, some people wouldn't play in that and with what he had. So now let's get back to Evan. Terrific player, as you know. Smart, natural, tough, strong, instinctive. And so we can do some things with him. And, yes, he has helped other players. There's no question about that. Is that your point?
Invaluable he's been to the team, you know, that with so much, non-continuity you've had up front to have that guy.
Well, yeah, he certainly has. You make a good point. You're right, yeah.
I mean, it's even been more challenging to have a good year because of all that, you know, was going around him.
Yeah, you're getting pretty deep, but a real football player play at a high level under any circumstances, really. However, some can't, but he certainly has, yeah.
You've been high on Bryce since the offseason. What he's doing now, is it mostly off raw tools, or is he at a point where he's seeing the plays develop the way a veteran running back does?
Yeah, well, first, Bryce deserves all the credit there. And really, I was high on him when I first put the film on, you know, the few plays that he had in college. But anyways, I will say this, that Ted Williams, if you look at Ted's past history, has been a long and illustrious past history, the running backs that he coached tend to have great success. And so certainly Ted's a factor there. You know, certainly Deuce, you know, he's been a player. He's helped in many ways with our football team. So, but raw ability, yes. He's a natural, he's a big, strong man that has speed. So you put that natural ability, the natural feel and instincts to it, then you usually have a pretty good player, very bright guy. He's done well on the pass protection. And those are the pass protection is the most concerning thing with a young man playing, a young rookie playing. And so he's done a very good job that way as well.
With his success, how do you expect defenses to start game playing for him?
Well, it'll be different, yeah. This team does it as in general anyway, this next ball club that we're playing. But, yeah, those certainly be key on him. Now, that will help us in other ways as well. Yep.
Have you altered your play calling to protect Nick?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that. And especially early when we had just a host of men. If you remember back, man alive, I thought our players did a heck of a job. And then all of a sudden we got behind by a couple of scores. And then you're forced in late in the game, and then we weren't ready for that. We're much better right now because we've talked about it. They've played together for at least a few weeks here. So we're better that way. All players have that mentality. Look, we're going to get better every day as an individual, as a group, and as an offensive unit, and then good things will happen.
With Nick and all the other first-year players on the offense now, are you limited at all as to what you can tap into in that playbook? And do you open it up more week by week if that's the case?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit, but not significant at all, really. We've got smart players, certainly trying to play to their strengths now. So some of that's a learning process, you know, when you have a new player or a rookie player, you're constantly making choices on what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are, and you're constantly trying to make the weaknesses better and continue the progression of his strengths. So, yeah, that's you're right there.
The difference between the offense now and the offense as it was at the beginning of the year in regards to what you're doing?
Well, yeah, there's several things that are just crystal clear. We're not quite as dynamic. Michael and LaShawn and Deshaun. I mean, those are three dynamic players. We've been through different phases here, this year. It's been sort of a crazy year that way. And then we had a flood of new players all of a sudden. And then certainly there was some revamping done there.
If you were going to design an offensive line for what you have right now, like assuming you got Deshaun, you had Bryce and Deshaun, would you look at it the way you looked at it previously, like going into the season, or would you do something a little different?
Would you look at it like I looked at it?
Would you look at it more of like a power running kind of setup?
I don't like to talk too much about players that aren't playing. Well, we've got a left tackle in the center. The power running game certainly is, and we're doing just a little bit of that now. So absolutely, yeah.
When Nick first got in, you talk about his toughness. All the hits he took in college. We saw, the first hit of the game last week against the Cowboys. He bounced back from that. Is that rare for a rookie?
The first play I was. Jeez. Is it rare for a rookie? Tough guys are tough guys, and they're tough all the time, typically. He's a tough guy. He's built the right way, it appears, certainly. And he came back and made just a beautiful play with a free rusher, the throw to Brent. And so he's done some really good things. And now his challenge, and we've talked about this for the past maybe a couple of weeks, is to play at that high level like he's shown that he can play, and now make it really a consistent deal over a period of plays, over a ball game and over some ball games back-to-back-to-back-to-back, and then finally over a 16 or 20-something game season. I mean, that's his challenge right now. Good.